USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Each passing hour seems to bring more news about cancellations and postponements because of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. Now the U.S. Supreme Court has announced it's postponing all oral arguments for the rest of March because of it. The National Security Council says there's no truth to rumors of a national quarantine coming to combat it. The NSC tweeting last night, text message rumors of a national quarantine are fake. There is no national lockdown coming. A senior Trump administration official saying that there seems to be an ongoing effort to fuel public panic about the virus by spreading misinformation. The virus has infected nearly 3,800 Americans. It's killed about 70. The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a coronavirus economic relief bill passed by the House last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Stocks off their lows of the day now after a disastrous start to Monday trading. For the third time in the last week, trading was halted soon after the opening bell. After the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500, both fell by more than 8%. More and more cities and states are banning things like dining out, as well as closing bars and clubs and movie theaters. It's happening in New York City, where this restaurant manager says he understands.
It's devastating for all of us, obviously, but I do understand what he's doing. I think it's probably the best. As hard as it is for me to say that, it is probably the best thing to do.
Amid all those closings and cancellations and postponements, primaries are still going on in four more states tomorrow as voters will be casting primary ballots in Florida, Illinois, Ohio, and Arizona. It's unclear, however, how the growing coronavirus crisis might affect voter turnout. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump ordering a ban on travel from Europe to the United States in a bid to slow the spread of the coronavirus. But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his tweets about the long lines that developed at Chicago O'Hare Airport as a result of it did not go over well at the White House. Yesterday, Pritzker said a White House staffer called him on Saturday night and yelled at him about his tweets. Pritzker had described the lines at O'Hare as unacceptable, tweeting at President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, "You need to do something about this now." SpaceX aborted a launch yesterday, just before one of its rockets was supposed to lift off. The company says that was because of an error during an engine power check. A launch official saying there are 1,000 ways a launch can go wrong, and only one way it can go right. He cited an overabundance of caution, though, for the fact that yesterday's launch was stopped. And for the second straight weekend, Onward is the top movie in the United States and Canada, about $10.5 million in ticket sales. Coming in second, the faith-based movie biography about Christian music artist Jeremy Camp, I Still Believe. Rounding out the top five, Bloodshot, The Invisible Man, and The Hunt. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.